I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is Matt Bellany of The Hollywood Reporter. And Matt, due to the death of Paul Walker, one of the stars of the Fast and Furious franchise, we are seeing what will be the largest insurance claim in Hollywood history. As you know, Paul Walker was killed in a car wreck last November. The studio, Universal, had to decide what to do, whether to shut down the movie or continue without him with a new actor, or the option that they actually took, which I will leave you to explain.
Yeah, they're doing some unique stuff on this film. They're going to recreate Paul Walker in certain scenes using his brothers and using some face replacement technology. Peter Jackson's special effects company is going to create a basically virtual Paul Walker out of these actors and out of CGI. And that's turning out to be enormously expensive.
Yeah, so the estimate on this is about $50 million. The previous biggest claim that we know about for a big action franchise like this happened when Robert Downey Jr. broke his ankle on Iron Man 3, and that was a multi-week delay, somewhere between $10 and $15 million. I think the record holder is when John Candy died during the making of a movie called Wagons East, and that was about $20 million. So obviously, this eclipses that by a great deal.
Yeah, and it's interesting because, you know, unlike that movie, which was a small film, this is a gigantic franchise movie for Universal. It's one of those movies that really, for the company, they want to do everything they can to keep this movie and this franchise going. So for them, it was really a no-brainer. They had to figure out how to finish this movie, and they had about halfway done scenes with Paul Walker, and now they're going to utilize all this technology to get essentially what they need.
Yeah, they're shooting as we speak. They've been shooting in Malibu, in fact, this past week. And there's this complicated rig with these three cameras, special cameras for the face replacement from Peter Jackson's company, as you mentioned. And one brother is providing kind of his form and mannerisms. Another brother is providing, as we understand it, his eyes, the look of his eyes. And then there's an actor, because replicating somebody is not just about, you know, a face. It's about a performance. And so therefore, there's an actor there to try to capture the Paul Walker essence that helped to make these previous movies. This is the seventh such big hits.
And you mentioned the $50 million possible insurance claim. It's really interesting from an insurance perspective on what gets covered in this kind of a situation, because obviously you're dealing with a creative endeavor here and a studio that is deciding what they need to do to finish this film in a way that will appeal to fans. And that might not necessarily be the way that an insurance company and its executives might finish a film.
Yeah, and I should just make the point that the insurance company has to pay the costs incurred because of Paul Walker's death. Since they were in the midst of the film, they, Universal, has to pay whatever it would have cost just to finish the film. Of course, Matt, that can be an issue for dispute.
Yeah, I mean, and a big question that I think the studio is going to have to deal with is, you know, what is necessary to finish this film? Maybe it would have been cheaper to have another option and not hire three different people to play Paul Walker or use very expensive special effects. Maybe you take him out of certain scenes. And I think as this goes forward, that's going to be an issue the studio is going to have to deal with its insurance company.
That's Matt Bellany of The Hollywood Reporter. Matt joins me this Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.